I'm Dr. Sky, and welcome once again to the Dr. Sky Podcast, episode number 113, as we welcome you and yours to the month of December, wishing each and every one of you the best of a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, a healthy and safe and prosperous 2023 for the brand new year. Sit back and relax as we continue to talk about those great events that happen from our flagship radio show, The Dr. Sky Show, here on KTAR 92.3 FM, 3 a.m. on purpose every Saturday morning for the last 10 years or more. Talking about those great realms, we now welcome you into December with a very special event. Mark the date of Wednesday, December the 7th, and hopefully your skies will be clear to see one of the most amazing and rare sights probably in all of astronomy. Other than that of a total solar eclipse, on that evening of December the 7th, we see the full cold moon rising just to the left of east, way up in the northeast at 4:58 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Just after the moon rises, it's not your eyes playing a trick on you, but there's some yellowish-orange object standing very close to the left edge of the moon. And that happens to be the red god of war, the planet Mars. By the way, the planet Mars was closest to us this year by about December the 1st, and it reaches opposition, meaning it rises at sunset one day later on December the 8th in the sky all night. But what's all the skinny and excitement about the event I'm talking about? We're going to see a very rare eclipse. That is, the moon will cover up the planet Mars, and in astronomy we call that an occultation. Fancy word, but simply just remember, when you see the planet Mars with your eye, a brilliant object, easy to see, pay attention, because here are the times when this eclipse will take place. At 7:32 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7:32 p.m. and 23 seconds to be exact, the planet Mars will be covered by the left edge of the moon. A pair of binoculars will give you a much better view, a telescope an outstanding view as you get to see features on the surface of Mars, including the brightening northern polar cap and some of the land-based features on Mars, like the great so-called continents like Syrtis Major. Then the planet Mars is eclipsed for a period of about an hour. It'll pop out on the right side of the moon by 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. More exactly, 8:30 and 47 seconds p.m. Mountain Standard Time. What's so exciting about this? We rarely have planets that get eclipsed by the moon. We call it an occultation, as I mentioned before. At that time, you'll find out that Mars is some 50,900,000 miles away from the Earth, and if you traveled on a light beam, the time it would take you to get from Earth to Mars on light, at light speed, is 4 minutes and 32 seconds. While if you did the same thing traveling from the Earth to the Moon, your journey would be a short 1.2 seconds. How amazing the speed of light would actually be. Those of you with telescopes, take a good look at the planet Mars, because you'll be able to see, as I mentioned before, some great surface detail on the planet. For other interesting events that we find coming in our skies, start to pay attention in the northeast sky after sunset as we look for the arrival, which is already here, of the annual Gemini meteor shower. One of the more prosperous meteor showers of the year, but unfortunately, at its peak during the early morning hours of December the 14th, a waning moon and its light will slightly interfere, or maybe majorly to interfere with the viewing of these meteors. Why bother? Because patience is a virtue, and if you see some of these particular Geminids, they're usually slow or fast, and some of them leave trains in the sky, like aircraft contrails. They're traveling very fast. Some of these particles are as small as a grain of beach sand, and maybe up to the size of small pebbles of rock that you would find in and around your backyard. So pay attention to that. Other interesting events, we find out that with planetary objects that you can see, planet Mercury and Venus start to pop their head up low into the west-southwest toward the end of the month, toward the time of Christmas. And then still high in the south, Saturn, Jupiter dominates the sky as we move along the ecliptic to the left. And as I mentioned, don't miss the great occultation of the planet Mars by the full moon, called the full cold moon. And that particular event is something that you may want to capture with your camera, your smartphone, but even if it's just a visual look with the naked eye, just know that it's a very rare event. And think back into time. This is the month that we think about the wonders and the magic of the Star of Bethlehem and the Christmas Star. Putting it very simply, astronomers go back in time, and they do believe very strongly that this was a conjunction of planets, probably Saturn and Jupiter, maybe even Saturn and Mars as we go back in our time capsule. But more about that next week. Back to Sky Travels of the high deserts of Arizona. We implore you to join us at the beautiful The Wild Resort and Spa in West Sedona. We'll be there on the third floor observation deck Saturday evening, December the 17th at 7 p.m. for a two-hour program scanning the skies of Sedona, showing you the many wonders. And we're also there on Wednesday the 28th of December, same time, same location. And our main theme this month will be discussing the details of the wonders and mystery of the Christmas star. Apropos for this season, as we wish you and yours the best, as I mentioned before, for a healthy and happy happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and a safe and healthy and prosperous new year in 2023. To learn so much more about the Wild Resort and Spa, you can go on their website at thewildresort.com. Until next time, Dr. Sky encouraging you to send us an email at drskyshow@gmail.com and listen to us again and thanking you for that over the last decade or so. Dr. Sky Show, proudly on purpose, 3 a.m. Saturday mornings on KTAR. That's 92.3 on the FM line. Clear skies, I'm your navigator on the highway to the heavens, encouraging you to what? Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies.